Our epistle reading is from Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapters 3 and 4. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. But as for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for our hallelujah in our reading of our gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in the city who kept coming to him, saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused. But afterwards he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Peace and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I remember a time in my life when I had to persevere. I had to strive to overcome. It was October 31st, 1992, and I was hopelessly lost in the mountains of Montana. I and three other hunting guides were wandering around in the dark and the rain, not knowing where to go next. We knew no one was coming for us, and any search would not start for at least another 12 to 20 hours. With no food, no water, or equipment for spending the night in the forest, we had no choice but to find our own way out. And after about 6 hours, we finally crossed an old logging road, and at that point, I knew that we would be okay. It was the striving, it was the not giving up that got us out of the forest that night. Now, while my story may be unique to me, everyone has stories like that. Moments in our lives as children or even young adults where we had to learn to persevere, to keep striving. But then we get older and the trials become far more real. The doctor calls and the news is not good. A family member says that they're not interested in the church anymore. Or perhaps navigating life without a spouse or another loved one. What once seemed easy to overcome now feels difficult. It is easy to lose heart. So you go before the Lord and you lay it out before Him, but you wonder, how long can you continue in this present situation? When will He come? When will the Lord answer me? If you are or have been in this type of situation, this morning is for you. Jesus speaks to all of us about this very thing in our gospel reading for today. See, in Luke's narrative, Jesus sees that the disciples are beginning to stumble a bit, perhaps starting to doubt a little. And being a follower of Jesus, being His disciple, has not been easy at all, and it's only going to become more difficult for them. Before our reading here, Jesus has begun to predict His crucifixion, and clearly the men don't understand. They have watched as the religious leaders have confronted Jesus at every turn. Jesus even calls for the men to practice forgiveness in such a radical way that they are pretty sure they will never be able to do it. And then He tells of the coming kingdom. Signs of Noah, sulfur raining from heaven, two together, one taken, one left, and then losing your life to keep it. So you can imagine how the disciples were feeling at that moment. And in response to all of this, Jesus tells them the parable. Now, as we listen to it, our first move really is to identify with the woman, isn't it? Perhaps we, like her, have struggled in our lives, seeking justice only to be denied, seeking relief only to be burdened further, fighting to have a voice only to be shouted down, or simply trying to be understood only to be overlooked again. It would be easy to say that Jesus is laying out this great example of a person who has nothing yet keeps fighting the good fight. And as if Jesus is telling the men, if at first you don't succeed, try again. But that would be all wrong. If you pay close attention to the parable, you notice Jesus does not tell you to focus on the widow. Even though we are interested in her situation, Jesus gives us no details about her case. We don't hear some secret about how she found the strength to carry on. Instead, Jesus tells us to focus on the judge. In fact, Jesus is very clear on this point. Hear what the unrighteous judge says. It sounds sort of odd, doesn't it? I mean, why would we do that? The judge is arrogant. The judge does not care about God or people. The judge is selfish. The only reason he grants the widow justice is to keep her from bothering him any longer. What good comes from listening to an arrogant, unrighteous, selfish person? Well, this morning, quite a bit, actually. Jesus is making a lesser to greater argument. He points out that the judge is about the worst person for you to have to deal with. But he wants you to know that if you get justice when you come before an unrighteous judge like that, imagine what will happen when you come before a righteous judge like His Father in heaven. Jesus says, look at the unrighteous judge so that we will treasure all the more the righteous judge God has revealed Himself to be. God's true desire is to bring about justice because God cares for people. God not only invites us to pray to Him, but also promises to listen to our prayers. Jesus is teaching what motivates our prayer is not a command that we should pray more fervently, but rather a promise that God, who has brought us into his kingdom, where he promises to hear our prayers and answer them. The unrighteous judge was selfish. In the Greek text, it says he did not want to be given a black eye by the widow. It was a Greek idiom, meaning not wanting to look bad in front of his peers. But in contrast, Jesus is selfless. He not only wants to bear our burdens, but he also is willing to be crucified that he might carry our sins to the grave, to rise and rule over any suffering that might affect us. In the death and resurrection of Jesus, God has shown us to be loving and faithful. He forgives our sins and promises you life in his kingdom. And if Jesus is willing to bear our sins, if Jesus desires to be our Savior, what burden could possibly be too much for him to bear? What prayer would be too much for him to hear? This God who is greater than any human judge, this God who is righteous, who seeks to care for his people, who invites people to come to him with all of their burdens. This God has brought you into his kingdom through baptism and promises the gift of the Holy Spirit to you to guide you through your life. And unlike the judge, Jesus was righteous. Unlike the judge, Jesus was judged. Crucified for our sins, crucified for the entire broken world. Jesus died and rose in order that he might rule over all things and bring about a new creation at the end of the age. On this Sunday morning, Jesus comes to you through the words of this parable to encourage you so that you do not lose heart. If you have a prayer request that you are tired of making, if you have a burden that you are tired of carrying, if you have a battle you are tired of fighting, don't give up. Jesus is coming, and he encourages you to carry on. He holds the entire world in his hands, and everything he does works for good. Our Lord has told us that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. So how do we love them when we find that they are in similar situations that we have mentioned this morning? It begins by praying for each other and even with each other. You see, the widow in the parable is alone, but you are not. Jesus promised that we will never be alone. He sent his Spirit to be with us and has also called us into this community, this body, this very church, so that we are present with one another. Remember, St. Paul said, "Bear one another's burdens and encourage the faint-hearted." What a blessing we have to know that we have those who pray for us and with us, and to have a righteous judge, our loving Father in heaven, who promises to hear us and to answer us. To him alone be all glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.